Hi everyone, welcome to Audimo 2018 day 2. I know I was supposed to have done this earlier today and stuff, and I was supposed to catch up with because it's day 3 actually today, because it is Sunday, the 3rd of June. I should have done this one, really I should have done it yesterday, but I ended up doing day 1 yesterday night, and so which meant I should have really done this one and day 3 kind of together sort of today, you know, one after another today, but I don't know, but we'll see anyway. I don't know whether like I say, I always say this every year, I don't really know whether I'll do all of them, you know, every day or whatever. You know, sometimes I might not have anything to talk about, sometimes I might have something to talk about, sometimes not, you know, whatever, but I don't really know what else much to talk about really, but I think today I'm going to be talking a little bit about on this one. I'll talk a little bit about for day 2. I'll talk about today's Britain's Got Talent, and the winner of Britain's Got Talent is for today's one for this year is I can't remember the guy's name. I can't remember his actual name. I think it was Liam or something. I don't know. I can't really remember. But his nickname or his stage name is No Voice Guy. And I'm quite pleased and happy that he actually won and stuff. I mean, he's a comedian who has no voice. You know, he'd lost his voice when he was younger. I can't remember how, you know, I think. But anyway, yeah, so he's, and I think he's got cerebral palsy, whatever, however you say that word. So, and in the semi-finals, there were two, it was really good this year because, I'm really glad of this, but this year in the semi-finals, there were two comedians who both had a disability. There was another guy called Robert, who had Asperger's syndrome, who was also doing a comedy act as well. But it was nice to see, you know, at least one guy with a disability win, because it's very rare, in my opinion, it's very rare that we see somebody with a disability actually win a show like that, you know, to see somebody with a disability who actually wins shows, you know, like Britain's Got Talent or X Factor or, you know, whatever, you know, these reality shows. You don't really often get to see somebody with a disability actually win, you know, and so, yeah, it was really nice to see that No Voice Guy won. I know Robert, the guy with autism as well, he was quite good as well. But to be honest with you, I didn't always understand all of his jokes and stuff. I mean, tonight's performance was a little bit better than the other one that I'd watched, because somebody brought it to my attention. You know, I'd watched both of them a few days ago, doing performing and stuff. And yeah, and I found that No Voice Guy's his comedy act did, you know, for me, I liked that one better because I understood it better, I suppose, and I found it a bit more funnier. And I'm one of these people, I like to play on words and stuff like that, and you know, and I like kind of like simple jokes, to be honest with you. If the joke's a bit too intelligent, you know, I don't always get it, I don't understand it myself. So, you know, and I kind of, you know, understood a lot of No Voice Guy's, you know, a lot of his jokes and stuff and a lot of his comedy act. So I kind of understood it, which meant that, you know, I was able to enjoy it a little bit more and laugh at it a little bit more. I kind of found it a little bit more funnier and stuff. And I liked how he plays on words, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, so that was kind of, you know, I think I did kind of prefer his. Although today, Robert did do a bit of a good job on this one. I understood today's one, which is why I say he did a bit better today, because I kind of understood his jokes and I did find a little bit of it funny, not greatly funny, but a little bit. So it was kind of, yeah, I did kind of understand it a little bit more, but I still liked No Voice Guy's jokes a little bit more better, I suppose. I don't know what it is about that, but like somebody else had said, I don't think I could listen to it for an hour, because obviously with a machine, when you listen to a machine, it just kind of gets a little bit more, it gets a bit tiring and stuff. And I'm one of these people, and I've said it before, I'm one of these people, I'm not very good at listening, or, you know, for a very long time, because my attention and concentration span is very, very low. I have little concentration and a really, really short attention span. Whatever I'm listening to has to be really, really, you know, it has to be something that I'm interested in, you know, it has to grab my interest, and it's got to be something that, you know, I suppose it's got to be done in a way that it's going to make me want to listen as well, you know, tone and whatever, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just got to be something I've got to be really, really interested in enough to sort of to sort of listen to it and stuff. Yeah, because otherwise I can't really I can't follow. But then sometimes even when I'm really interested in something, you know, it might sort of somebody might say something that sort of intrigues me, and then I will sort of start to go into daydream mode, in which, you know, because I'm starting to daydream about that, and then it's like gone, my attention gone. I'm a bit of a daydreamer, you know, I'm really bad with daydreaming, you know. So yeah, I kind of find listening really hard and really tricky. So having to listen to you know, Liam or whatever his name is, I can't remember his name, it's really bad. It's just because we know him as no, well, I know him as No Voice Guy, because that's what they keep calling him on the, you know, when Britain's Got Talent keep posting stuff about him, they call him No Voice Guy. So yeah, but when if he, you know, if he was to sort of talk on and on for hours and hours, I don't think I would be able to do it, because he talks through a machine, and sometimes the machines can get a bit more, you know, get a bit I don't know, it's just it becomes tedious trying to listen to a machine and trying to decipher what the machine's actually saying and stuff. I mean, I know there was a little bit of a tone in his machine and the way it talks and stuff. I mean, I think he was using an iPad, and I think so maybe he was using Siri in a sense, which it has a little bit of tone, but not that greatly. It's still very robotic and stuff, and I guess that kind of gets boring just trying to listen to that. So I don't think I'd be able to listen to him for an hour or for, you know, a long time or anything like that. My mind would just start wandering and stuff, and I just won't, you know, the entertainment would just be gone. You know, I probably wouldn't enjoy it after a bit, but for that short amount of time, it grabbed my interest, you know, it did grab my attention, and I was able to follow it and stuff, and I was able to sort of enjoy the jokes and laugh with it. So I'm kind of glad that in a way that he won, and you know, I did kind of enjoy his jokes and stuff. But I have to say, out of you know, out of the three disabled people who have come onto the show to do comedy and, you know, laugh about disability and, you know, laugh at themselves, and, you know, out of the three of them that have been on the show, you know, I've my favorite has to be a young lad that came on a few years ago. I can't remember what he had, but he couldn't walk. He was using a Zimmer frame, I think. And he did a bit of a comedy as well that involved laughing at himself and laughing at his disability and the disability, you know, sort of laughing at a disability more or less his own, more or less. He was just laughing at himself and stuff like that. And I think he had the best jokes, I think, and I understood his jokes, but he was a kid, you know, so his jokes were going to be kind of simple and stuff, and, you know, easy to follow. But I really enjoyed that. I kind of enjoyed. I really like. I think he was one of the best, actually. I laughed a lot when, you know, when he was doing his show and stuff. So, yeah, definitely, he was probably one of the definitely my favorite so far. But yeah, no, I'm really glad that somebody with a disability actually won Britain's Got Talent. I keep wanting to say X Factor, but it's not X Factor, is it? It's Britain's Got Talent. So I'm really glad that at least one person with a disability actually won it, which is really nice to see. I know some people are saying, oh, it's a sympathy vote and whatever, but, you know, whatever, you know, get over yourselves, you know, it's a good thing that he won. It's about time somebody with a disability actually won and stuff, you know. Can't have it every single time, somebody with an able body or, you know, whatever, you know. So yeah, I'm kind of glad with that one. I'm glad that one, you know, I'm glad he won. So yeah, so that's my audio mode day two. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed listening, and I shall speak to you soon. Bye for now.